You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Deacon John joins us on WWL. Deacon, welcome to the show.
It ain't easy in the Big Easy, baby.
I know. Listen, what do you remember from the New Orleans Pop Festival in 1969?
All I remember, it was the greatest pop festival New Orleans ever put on.
Well, you know, I mean, because, I mean, Deacon, it was like...
It was the first one.
I know. And, like, the bands from Woodstock, they left New York. They came down. They came down here 2 weeks after Woodstock. They're performing right here in the New Orleans area.
Yeah, man, I was so glad to be a part of it because in New Orleans, I was known as the New Orleans Jimi Hendrix. I got a chance to play Foxy Lady.
All right.
I'm coming to get you.
You know, Deacon.
And let me stand next to your fire.
I love that you are so alive. You have such a great attitude, and you're still performing, and you still sound great.
Oh, yeah. I finally outlived the competition.
Deacon, I also...
Down the tube. It's me and Scoot.
You know, I know. Like, after all these years, you and I are still doing it, right?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah. So, what recollection do you have of being on stage and the crowd at the New Orleans Pop Festival?
Oh, man, that was, you know, a thrill of a lifetime. You know, I didn't think I was going to get booked on it, you know, but then I did, you know. But it was like a real thrill of a lifetime to play an outdoor festival with a crowd like that, you know.
Well, back in 1969.
You know, I played little gigs around time, you know.
Yeah. In 1969.
Yeah, I played little gigs around town, you know, but nothing like this.
Right. A big outdoor concert was still a unique thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a Love-In at Audubon Park.
Oh, my God. You know, look, Deacon, I think you're like me, man. I mean, we're both lucky to be alive.
Oh, yeah. Memories like the corners of my mind.
I know. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but you did a cover a couple of years ago. You did a cover of the Crowded House song, Don't Dream It's Over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that group, man. Well, I called my CD Crowded Shotgun House. Because I grew up in a crowded shotgun house with my 12 brothers and sisters.
Oh, my God, what a story.
So we called it Crowded Shotgun House. But, you know, those guys are one of the greatest lyricists and songwriters, man.
I think it's amazing that you you've gotten into and you respect music that is newer. It just goes to show
you've got a young soul.
You got a young soul.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Still performing today. Love when I can get out and hear you. And you know, I mean, you can still hit those high notes, Deacon.
Oh yeah, there ain't many of us left.
Well, Deacon, it's been great to just have a conversation with you about that. We're kind of talking about the Pop Festival in 69.
So great, you know, to talk to you again, man.
Well, let's
the last time I saw you was at Jefferson Parish, across the street from the baseball stadium.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Me and Irma Thomas came over.
We had a conversation there. Deacon John, man, you're a treasure in New Orleans. It's great that you're still performing, and I love you just sharing some thoughts about the New Orleans Pop Festival, and you were there this week in 1969.
I'm a legend in my own mind now.
Yeah. All right, Deacon, well, have a great afternoon. Stay alive, and I'll see you soon.
Oh, you too, man. You made my day, man.
Okay. All right. Deacon John. For many years, it was Deacon John and the Ivories, and they played at the Sands on Airline Highway, and they were just such a big, big band. And man, Deacon John, he can sing. He can still sing. And you know, he was there at Woodstock. I keep saying Woodstock. I've got to get that out of my mind. But it was comparable to Woodstock because Janis Joplin and Iron Butterfly, Santana, Jefferson Airplane, the Youngbloods, all these bands that were at Woodstock had come down here, and they were performing at the New Orleans Pop Festival in Prairieville. And you know, a lot of people, especially people who are younger and who have moved here more recently, may not even know that event happened. So it's fun talking about that. So love talking to Deacon John about that.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app